بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. حضرت مولانا مسیح الہٰی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، مجلس آل اے ویری امپورٹنٹ، بٹ دس از اے ویری ویری امپورٹنٹ مجلس بیکاز پریزنٹ ٹائم پیپل آر انگیج ان سو مینی لیکچرز اینڈ ایوری تھنگ، بٹ واٹ از مور امپورٹنٹ؟ سم ٹائمز پرسن انگیج ہمسیلف ان مراقبہ، all kinds of engagement he does, but he forgets the actual purpose. So as he says, that in this zaman of ours what we are going through, and even though that he spoke in 1980s, and this is something else now, in our 20s now, so what he really meant by saying this, he says, first of all I want to say that I'm speaking to those people who's got true seeking in them. You have to first put your intention correct. True seeking you must have. Learn to have true seeking. And says ke zaati bare taala ka fazl hai. He said to the grace of Allah taala, ye baat zehen mein aati hai. Allah taala put into his mind, his mind, Hazrat wala ki barkat se pesh karna karta. The barkat of Hazrat Maulana Sultan bin Rahmatullah Ali, the fazl Allah taala, Allah has put into my heart this that I'm saying it to you. In other words, expect us all to pay attention and try to bring that into our lives. Because you find many people engage themselves in so much of zikr and so many of wazifas that is unreal. All kind of wazifa they're reading, all kind of zikr they're making. Just the mamulat you must make. Mamulat is something else, and more than that you must be what is more important. That is most important. جس زمانے کے اندر ہم موجود ہیں، ان دا ٹائم دیٹ وی آر ناؤ ان دس پریزنٹ ٹائم، وہ زمانہ ایسا ہے کہ کثرت ذکر کے اور کثرت مراقبہ کے کثرت اذکار کی ضرورت نہیں ہے. ان دس زمانہ ان دس ٹائم دیٹ وی آر ان ناؤ، سو مچ وی مسٹ انگیج ان ذکر ٹو دیٹ ایکسٹینٹ کہ اس زمانے میں ایسے حالات خلاف تباہ رہ رہ کر پیش آ رہے ہیں. بیکاز ان دس ٹائم دیٹ وی آر فیسنگ، وی آر فیسنگ سو مینی تھنگز وچ اگینسٹ اور طبیعت، سو مینی تھنگز، ناٹ اونلی ون تھنگ، فرام ایوری سائڈ، فرام آل سائڈز وی آر فیس آف ڈفرنٹ کائنڈ آف تھنگز دیٹ وی آر فیسنگ آل دا ٹائم. طالب سارے خود ہی دن دن دنیا پہ فیسنگ دس کائنڈ آف کنڈیشن دیٹ ہیز ہارڈ بیکم دا پرسن ہو سیکنگ سیکنگ تھرو سیکنگ تھرو نالج اور تھرو تعلق ود اللہ تعالیٰ، ہی آلسو بیکمس کولڈ، دیر نو مور وارمتھ، بیکم کولڈ. آئی ڈونٹ وانٹ ٹو اسٹے ان دس ورلڈ اینی مور، I don't want to. For the what I'm going through and what I'm facing with all these things, I don't want to stay in the world anymore. And you find people saying that, آواز آئی کہ نہیں، as I said this. While he's speaking, he said, do you hear what I'm saying? That this is what I'm saying. That we hear. Abbas ki taraf se bhi kabhi, or Allah ki taraf se. Because you're faced with so much of things in front of you that from one is from your father's side, one is from your children's side. The children side you're facing so much of problem that the moment is unreal. You got no time to make zikr. When you make zikr, you got a problem coming that your children are troubling you. You're attending to their needs. The wife is troubling you. You're attending to her needs. When are you going to sit and make zikr? So you are worried about making your zikr, but you're not worried about putting up that. That's right. What you're supposed to put right, not prepared to do that. But now what you do, lot of people, what you do is because now they're making a zikr and the wife begins to give them problems at home, they come to the masjid to make zikr. Hazrat, you go to the masjid. You're making zikr now. Not worried about what is more important. The more important thing what you're supposed to do is make islah at home. To take care of the responsibilities. To make islah at home. To make islah for children. You're not concerned making islah for children. You're not concerned making Islam for your wife. You're not concerned making Islam yourself. Sometimes the wife, when she starts a long play, that time you can't take it. You can't take it. So when you can't take it, what do? You run away from reality. You run away. Where you must stay there and make sabr and try to put the situation correct. Not to run away from the situation and then not to speak to her for months and days. That is not Islam. Then one side you're making your mamulat one side very nicely. You're making a zikr one side nicely, and one side you are doing this. The Hazrat says ke sadr sa kabhi abba ki taraf se, kabhi aulaad ki taraf se, miyan ki taraf se, biwi ki taraf se, doston ki taraf se. In other words, in this present time, you notice that you cannot rely on anyone. You're not relying. Remember this one very important statement that Hazrat Gangai Rahmatullah made, and this is for each and every one of us. Kabhi bhi kisi ki taraf tawajjuh on, do not have any kind of reliance on anyone. Do not have reliance on anyone besides Allah. If you're thinking that your wife will be very good to you, take it out of your head. If you're thinking your son is going to be very good to you, take it out of your head. Do not call, if you think that friend of yours is very good, he'll be very good, take it out of your head. Do not have any kind of reliance. Listen to me very carefully, it's very important. When you have so much trust on someone and the cursed person then turns you away, what happens? Because you have trust on him. You have so much trust in your child, you don't know, you'll not make a mistake, you won't do wrong things. Take it out of your head. Because today the children are so difficult now. We are going through a time, you'll be surprised that man making all kind of zikr, he's making them, but his children or his wife and family or friends are all gone off. And because he's not taken his responsibilities, which is very important, he thinks that this zikr is more important than that. So Hazrat said, you see, ke azkar maqsad ka yahi tha. What was the purpose of making zikr? What's the purpose of making zikr? Maqsad ye hai, aage dil duniya se sab ho jaye. The purpose for a person to make zikr all the time is to make his heart become cold with the dunya. And now that's not happening. Because why not happening? Because this children are coming, that's what is happening to happen. Without the zikr, all these things that happening to you, which you are facing, with your family, with your friends and everything, that has caused you in your heart that you don't want to live in this world anymore. So you achieve the thing without the zikr. You have achieved without the zikr. But now remember one thing, Gurdamagam, then Mansuba Khatam ho jayegi. Dil ki kashish makhluk ki taraf se hat jayegi. It is obvious this month that you know, that is the purpose that you want to do is that your heart must come away from the creation to the creator. That is why you make zikr. Now all those things is coming out while you're the creator, creation. You don't want to see your family anymore. You don't want to see your children anymore. You don't see your friends anymore because they are no more friends anymore. Because why? Whatever you are facing with them is bringing that condition into you that I don't want to live in this world. I don't want to live. You know, because they are causing so much harm to you. They're causing so much harm. They're causing all kinds of difficulties to you. Those days, the sun was something else. This day, what the sun is. Today, you can't even look at the sun's face. Before, you know, the son won't look at the father's face, but today you look at the father's face, told him. So everything is now different. In a madrasa, the children are becoming halims, they become halfed, become whatever. But you still see that, and what do they go in the madrasa for? They're supposed to be of this kind, when they come up from the madrasa, or they, in the madrasa, they become to know whatever they're reading, must come into their lives. But unfortunately, when they come out, they're not in their life. The parents also difficult, but they worried about that. That my son is coming to become someone, but nothing happened. They are worried that my son become an alim. They are worried my son become a hafiz. They are worried my son become a doctor, everything. They are worried. But the quality of that, what you find, that's a akhlaq and all, they haven't got it. The wife one side, if the husband tells my son will become like this, must follow this in the right way, the wife will say something opposite. The wife says, then you get one son who's stopping the father so much. Now that is an islah for you. The father is not worried about his son, right? He's giving freedom more to the child instead of making him sit next to him, explain to him, make them, you know, he's tapir, sacrifices everything. No, he's not worried. He's giving freedom to the child, becoming worse. Whereas, instead of him sitting in zikr, he sits with the child and give him all that attention. And try them, then you see his dislike taking with it. Why? Because it's not easy, it's very easy to make zikr, it's not easy to tolerate people. It's not easy. When a wife every day gives you wrong story, what happens to you? And you can tolerate. The only way you can tolerate is you know this thing that learn that one Nabi, Allah Ta'ala told him that you must get married to a certain woman and whatever taqlid she does gives you, you must make sabr. If Allah Ta'ala says that Nabi, that thing, that if a wife did any kind of taqlid, keep this incident in front of you. That Allah Ta'ala chose this partner for me, not me. You know, Allah Ta'ala chose this partner for me, then she is best for me. Not to give her talaq. Not to give her talaq. How Naik al-Buzruq said, one person said, Hazrat, why don't you give talaq to your wife? He said, if I give talaq to a wife, what will happen to the next husband? What will happen? In other words, I will take all the brunt and I'll take the taqlif. And I know when I get taqlif, I will tell her. My husband, you always tell that incident so nicely that the wife, the time when, you know, that person, that Buzu came in the house, he was a very learned person. And the time when he came, was so tired and she made the khichdi. And when she made the khichdi, when you were so tired and you ate the food, it had no salt in it. On that, Mahadir Takhallaku bi akhlaqillah. Mahadir Takhallaku bi akhlaqillah. What's the meaning of that? To bring the akhlaq of Allah, the quality of Allah in you. To bring the quality of Allah in you, Takhallaku bi akhlaqillah. And what is the quality of Allah Ta'ala? Is to have tolerance. Allah Ta'ala, when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when Fir'aun was challenging him and the snakes were gunning towards him, what did he do? Allah Ta'ala, he said, the snakes, go move for him. And Fir'aun was frightened. Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, what is happening to you? Give him a break. You can't give him a break one day. So many years I didn't give him one headache to. I overlooked him so much. تَخَلَّقُوا بِأَخْلَاقِ اللَّهِ. You have tolerance of that kind. My husband told this, not me. To bring that quality towards the akhlaq, which is the most important thing. So what happened? Yes. So this Buzru Bitara, he ate the food like it was the best food. And when he passed away, Allah said, because of this sabr of yours, you did not tell anything and he has made her very happy. He made her very happy. Yet she couldn't eat that food. She said, how did he eat the food and I couldn't eat the food? Then because of that, Allah Ta'ala gave Jannat. Did not even look at any of his knowledge, so knowledgeable he was. So, bring that quality into us that is what is wanted. Because we are in a situation, a zaman of this kind that we are facing all kinds of things. Everything, from this side you see something knocking you, from that side something knocking you, from the front is knocking you, every side is knocking you. The only way you can knock it is you must try to live best. If they came, Mukarram said, play around, can you go to go tell the Sahib se ho raha hai, Mukhlis se ho raha hai. I'm talking to a person who is sincere, Mahazar said, who was a seeker, true seeker. Otherwise, no one listens to this. They don't want to pay the same thing. You just listen and go away. When you go now from here and go home, the wife will see you have all the Matisi, they're listening to the Mahazar. You see what it is? It is for her to put herself right, but she'll have them not right. It's for her to put herself right, but when they listen to the Madhis, they tell you, stop. In other words, your Madhis is about. They can do whatever they want. So what happens is how you take it, what's important, and how you behave. If your behavior is not right, and you don't put yourself correct in any way, then what benefit do you have in making zikr? Mahazar said, you make zikr for the sake of this work that you want. Your heart must come out of the creation and the heart must go to Allah. And if the heart of the creation, not on the creation, would not come out of the creation and would not go to the creator, then what benefit? You make the zikr, what benefit? So he says, چونکہ تعلیم ساکت حق مخلوق کا جو کچھ حق ہے اس کیا ہے. Remember one thing, that when you have taken the rope to Allah Ta'ala, that person has violated your rights, but you will fulfill the rights. When you have taken the rope to Allah Ta'ala, you will fulfill the rights. Whether he is your enemy, you fulfill the rights. Whether he is your wife, you fulfill the rights. The wife can cause all the harm to you, but you say, I'll still fulfill the rights. That is the person who has taken the rope to Allah Ta'ala. Who has taken, who became a sadiq. Anyone who violates his rights, but he makes sure he will fulfill the rights. His heart is so clean with everyone that he has only one person in his heart with Allah Ta'ala, that how I must keep Allah happy. To bring that akhlaq in us, that Allah happy. That tolerance by so much, if someone harms you, in return you'll be very good. In return, You do not have any kind of revenge. The child told you something, your small child told you something, but you still in return, you make sure that you fulfill the rights, you bring the right of the child correctly. The wife tells you all kind of things. So you are faced with these kind of situations all the time. When you go home, so this you hear this, you hear that, you call them, this, you hear everything. But you make sure you fulfill everyone's rights. You fulfill everyone's rights. Your wife may be a person who is not a clean person. She does not keep her house clean too. And you tell her to keep the house clean, she does still don't keep the house clean too. That does not mean one will not fulfill her rights. She violated your right that you want the house to be clean, everything. But that does not mean you must deprive rights. You can read namaz, you can make zikr, can everything you can do, but you will not violate the rights of the wife. You get guna for that too, they are supposed to. But of course, talab. Dekho, kaisa ho gaya ki talab. Talab bila kasar zikr, bila kasar ashar, subah bila kasar munafa. Ye cheez ki dil mein duniya ki taraf se aur makhluq ki taraf se jeet ko thanda. You just imagine a person without zikr, without munafa. Just because of the situation he is facing with all the different conditions, his heart became cold. He don't want to live in the world. He don't want to live in the world. And that's what we want. The love of the world must come out of your heart. The love of the world must come out of your heart. The without those things, the love of the world comes out of what that you want. Because of what you are facing with all those things, that makes you become of that person that you do not want to live in this world of that kind of character. Hazrat ki ajeeb baat hai, meri guftugu kisse bol rahi hai? Every time he's talking like, who am I talking to? He wants to put in your mind, who am I talking to? Talib al-Sadiq, a true seeker, sincere. You must be true and sincere. Not one day, you know, you get the Josh one day. No, to have that thing in you all the time. You make sure that you have tolerance in all the time. You make sure you're concerned, now I'm going to make my Islam. They are making my Islam. They are telling me all kind of things. You don't even say one word. They cannot. My son is speaking out of turn. Look down. Look down. Can't say anything. Can't say anything. Someone will tell you, your family tell you something. They look down. Everywhere you look down. Your father tells you, your mother tells you, your friends tell you, everyone tells you. Till you become that. Because that is the actual purpose. That you do not turn away from who? Allah. Because in the moment you turn away from Allah, that is time all the ignorance take place. So, 24 hours you are in that condition, then you walk out too. You walk out. You did not make so much because you walked out. And the person becomes so vulgar with you, so vulgar, you do not even look at his face. Until that condition does not come in you, that a person, even your own worker, you know your worker, if your worker has to tell you something, your servant has to tell you something, you do not even look at that person's face. That's what my husband time says. Your child tells you something to, but you don't have any kind of revenge in it. You don't even think of looking at that person one, two times in town. So much you're concerned of your Islam and concerned of their Islam. Not that if suppose that person did something wrong to you, that you make sure that you take revenge, or you do not want to fulfill his rights. As Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, that person when he spoke bad of Abu Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and he should pay him, give him some monthly something for him, because he was a poor person. So when the moment he was trying to close it up, Allah Ta'ala said, Wa'idah, Abu Bakr, you do not want Allah Ta'ala to forgive? Then why don't you forgive? Today you're not prepared to forgive people. Not when you have the call of forgiveness, what are you talking? But the Thabi Rahmatullah Ali, that person, you know, actually strangled him. They strangled him. And what happened? This is what my husband told him, just telling you. They strangled him. You know, they said, no, let's bid the police to come here. He said, wait, no. Again, his mother, they bring the police in. May hukum karta hun ke police man. Unka dimaag sahi nahi hai. Unka dimaag is not right in his mind. A person in the right mind won't do this steps. And when they insist, they say, no, what will happen to his family? What will happen with this one? Then Hazrat uses the takhallaqu bi akhlaqillah. Takhallaqu, bring the akhlaq of Allah in us, that is what we want. how to overlook and forgive everyone, but you fulfill everyone's rights. That person who caused harm to you, but you fulfill his rights. Your wife caused all the harm to you, she's causing all difficulties. You want your house to be like this, she'll be opposite. You will die, you will die, what do you do? Mother said, he's going to his wife. Everything she'll do opposite. Everything opposite. The mother said that, you know what, now she said the husband, that she didn't, that the husband saying, the wife saying, I'm going to go somewhere to my father's house, they must pass on river, you see. So she told the husband, I'm going to go to see my father, he said. So yeah, go, but don't go with the black cow. Go with the white cow. She said, I'm going with the black cow. She took the black cow. She got drowned. She got drowned. The people came and told her, Hazrat, your wife got drowned. So he went outside to see. Now water flow in this side, look in this side. Water flow in this side, you look in that side. So Hazrat went this side, no. Everything she does is opposite, so this one will opposite too. So this part it is. But then everything is opposite. I don't want to give my incident. So it will get it. One day, in the early days, we came down here. I was traveling to Joburg somewhere. And Appa was next to me. And I told Appa, this was turn right or left? He told me, turn left. I took right. And I was right. But I didn't tell him why. Just to tell him what it is. You have to learn all these things. They will always do opposite. Allah made them like that. They always will. If you got this in your heart, you won't hurt them. You won't hurt them. You will overlook every shortcomings. This is what important it is. You can make zikr, you can Quran, everything. One small cobble to play, now you run a mosque, sit down. Everyone thinking, Hazrat came a big tasbih here. All the time you're going to some problems. All the time you can't solve your own problem. And so this is what Hazrat is saying. Lihada fi zamana kasr zikr kasr ishar kasr maafa nahi. Do not get too much into zikr, too much. Balki agar yehi kasr zikr kasr ishar munafa wa ghaflat pe daal de. If this zikr of yours put in ghaflat, it make you ghaflat, oblivious to command of Allah, then that is not zikr. That is not zikr. Who's talking? Mahazrat is talking. You don't hear this anywhere. You won't get this anywhere. That you so much in your zikr and all, but you do not know, you become oblivious of your own duties, responsibilities. Manja, so Talib Sari Saman kya ke, isse bacho. Isse, you keep away from that. No, that's not right. But I'm busy with my zikr here, but I'm not fulfilling the rights of others. I'm not fulfilling the rights of others. Which I'm supposed to fulfill the right. Kehta hun ke inse bacho. To talib sahab hai, talib haq lihada. Dusro ko huquq to band na rakhna. Dusro ko huquq to band rakhna. Do not trust the rights of others. Do not trust the rights of others. Everyone's right to fulfill. Aur apne huquq ka bata rahe. But your own huquq, your rights, overlook it. Your haq, you don't even tell anyone to. You know what you want? If only you and I can become like those people, you know, when someone did anything, when a maafat, yeah. I've forgiven you. I have? But anyone else's haq, you fulfill. You fulfill everyone's rights, but you make sure you don't. But aap, kasr zikr, kasr israr, munafat, you tariq sufiya hai nahi, but manu ya abhi lagao. Soch lena, main baar baar keh raha hu ki meri guftugu talib ustaz hai. He said, I'm telling on and on, I'm speaking to only those people who are talib ustaz. The people who are true seekers, but they're sincere. This is not easy, it's very easy to listen to it, but the true, that one majlis to Allah is kafi, inshaAllah. In one majlis, Mahazir said, if a person comes with a true mind and true sincerity, it comes to listen to it, then one majlis is sufficient. One of these arguments, 30 years. So, is zamane ko jo raftaar hai, ye kaafi hai. You can see how the zamana is moving. Look at the zamana, it's moving. How it's moving? It's moving very fast. It's moving. Look at our children, how they're behaving. See how they're behaving. Giving them more freedom. They are not giving them freedom. How much are you going to give them freedom? Where are they going to go? You're not concerned. Not concerned. This is it. Okay? But today is like this. Your heart is hurt with the children, your heart hurt with the parents too, your heart with everyone. But those who say it will cut down. With your friends too, your heart is hurt. Every one of us. This is how it's born. Or a khali ke saath bandhe ho, mukh sab ke rakha paas. One your heart is with one khali only, then you begin to fulfill the right of the father too. Everyone is like a khali se taam se, is haq ki wajah se, aur haq taala ne hukuk bayar karna. Allah Ta'ala made hukuk of it. You see, once you must remember, when you have this in your heart, I have only one thing in my heart. What is that? What is one min Allah Akbar? What is one? The greatest thing which is wanted in every one of us is the pleasure of Allah. Is that the pleasure? And how you come to know when you have to do for pleasure of Allah? For a person saying, in case a person gives you a shot, you give your heart shot, right? You look at a person and thought to yourself, you know, this person, I'm not in the right place now. Or you know, I'm a Molana. Or you know, this person is a different person. What people say, or others just leave alone. Or others leave alone. What people say to. For that reason, I just kept quiet and just not saying anything at all. But that is not right. Because what you supposed to think? I'm saying, I put a pleasure of Allah for person. That if there's nothing hidden there, this you have because you want people to say, I'm a Molana, then that was a hajam, or is an ignorant person. How can I do that? No, he's not right. But people look at me as a Molana, as a pious person, I'm always in the mosque. So what they'll say, so on that basis you say, just leave him alone. That's not the right thing to do. The right thing is this much. Yeah. Whatever you do, the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. The pleasure of Allah Ta'ala is what you don't want pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. You want to do for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, then there's no such thing as you have any kind of hidden agendas. You leave it alone, just leave it alone. Just leave it. That one is what to do. Agar itna haq hoga, to haq ta'ala se kya taluk hoga? If you begin to violate the rights of everyone, then what kind of relation God will have? Hazrat, what kind of relation? If you have violated anyone's rights, do you know something? Once you become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if you think you have slapped a person, you will not speak to ask forgiveness. Whoever you owe money to, stay to his you want to ask forgiveness or give it to them. Everything, that kind of ta'ala of Allah, that ta'ala. Agar itla khal ho gaya, to haq ta'ala se kya taraf hua? Hua taraf kya nahi hua? Namaz padte raho, hidayat karte raho, biwi ke paas mat jao. You read namaz, do everything, don't go to your wife. Why? Because my wife is not doing what I want her to do. My wife don't want to do what I'm going to do, that's why I'm not going near her. But here's the namaz, you give hidayat to everyone. What kind of ta'aluk is that? What kind of hukuk is that? I know so many people who are in this condition. They deprive their wife's rights. They feel that they want this. They can wake up for fajr namaz, they can do whatever it is. But this is, namaz padte raho, hidayat karte raho, biwi ke paas mat jao, itla haq ho gaya, nahi ho gaya. Now you not deprive the rights, as we say. Baap bimar ho, poocho mat. Today the father is sick, phone asking. They don't see the father at all. Once Hazrat gave another incident. One person, he was very good in this. What game you call it? Chess. Chess game. That was so much engrossed in his chess game that his father was dying, he didn't go to another one. That's what he said. That's what it's like. That you make him sicker one side, you win all the thing, but you not fulfill the right of us. एक बाप ने मुझसे ऐसा कहा था कि बेटे से जब कहा गया कि तुम्हारा बाप बीमार है तुम कहां जा रहे हो तो उसने जवाब दिया कि बीमार हो गया तो होने दो हजरत ही सेड दैट वन पर्सन केम एंड टोल्ड हिम दैट नो योर फादर इज सिक व्हाट इज वेयर यू गोइंग ही सेड लेट हिम डाई बट नेवर वेयर इज सिक व्हाट इज रॉन्ग ही सिक सो व्हाट वाज आई डू नाउ बिल्ला That's how people talk to him. یہ طلب صادق ہے, یہ طلب دستیہ ہے. خیال شریف میں بات آئی, this is what you call طلب صادق, طلب دستیہ. When you want to purify yourself, that's how you behave. معنی یہ ہے کہ جو طلب حق ہوا اس کے حق دل میں جمع ہوا تھا. ان ادر ورڈ جسمت کے لہذا اخلاق خلاف طبیعت تو جو بات پیش آتی ہے وہ اس پر پریشان دل نہیں ہوتا ہے. ونس یو بیکم کلوز ٹو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالیٰ دین وٹ ایور از اگینسٹ یور طبیعت تو آپ پریشان نہیں ہوتے. اٹ بیکم دس از واٹ از وانٹ یو مسٹ ناٹ بیکم پریشان, پریشان نہیں ہونا چاہیے. وین یو بیکم پریشان دین دیٹ از واٹ اس پریشانی از اے تھنگ دیٹ ویری امپورٹنٹ. ہر پریشان کیوں, وائی یو گیٹنگ پریشان, وہ پریشان میں نے ڈفرنس کیوں, جس میں ڈیفیکل کر پریشان. اگر تھان میں رکھنا سے بے نیسی پریشان تو اپنے پریشانی کو اللہ پر سپورٹ کر دو, اپنے پریشانی کو اللہ پر سپورٹ کر دو. لیو اٹ ان ہینڈ آف اللہ تعالیٰ جو پریشان, بیکاز نو ون کین ریموو یور پریشان فرام اللہ تعالیٰ. بٹ وین یو نو اللہ تعالیٰ ون از کین ریموو یور پریشانی وٹ ایور یور ڈیفیکلٹیز, دین وائی آر یو ناٹ لیونگ ان اللہ'س ہینڈز, لیو اٹ ان ہز ہینڈز اینڈ دیٹ از سفیشینٹ. So that is what we come to know from today's majlis. Whatever happens in this zamana, to engage yourself so much in zikr is not that important as how to make your islah. That you forego your rights, you do not fulfill your rights. If no someone does not fulfill your rights, you do not bother about it, you don't hurt you. But in return, you fulfill everyone's rights. Whether it's your friend's rights, whether it's your dushman's rights. You know, your own enemy too. Once a person has taken the road of Allah Ta'ala, there is no difference between friend and dushman. Everyone is one. Everyone. Because his heart is away from everyone who is at Allah. He has no one special. He has no one is trusted. Learn one thing. Do not have trust from Islam anymore. Today the reason for all this happening because you rely on people. You thinking that person going to help me, let me go and ask him for help. Now when you go with that intention and when he refuses you, you break down. But from the first you think to yourself, I'm going to ask him, but he's going to refuse me. You refuse me. When he refuses you, get hurt. You won't get hurt, there's no refusal. Now first thing, you know, a person says, that's my friend now, you know, he'll never send me home for his daughter. He must give his daughter to me. Now when he goes there with that intention, he goes, he refuses, life will turn toxic. Why? Just. But if you go with that intention, okay, you know what, this person will tell me no. You tell me no. Nobody says yes, Alhamdulillah. He said no, Alhamdulillah. Because you did not go with that intention. You made the intention of this. This is what you want. Do not trust anyone. Now you want money from a friend, a very close friend. You say, no, they tell you. No, he will never tell me no. You know, they say, this is my closest friend, man. He gave me life. Now you go with that so much of hope, and you go there, and the person says, I'm sorry. What happens to you? Life was the way you taught him. But from the beginning you begin to think to yourself, he's going to tell me no. Because when anyone come and ask me, no, I'm going to ask a favor to the say, think no people. Please from now think you say no. If you say yes, you're Alhamdulillah. You got it. You don't get it, Alhamdulillah. In that way he is a spread order. So kisir for me, do not have any kind of trust. Do not have trust on anyone. Have trust on Allah. Allah Ta'ala Malkan Tawfi Rabbana Atina. وبالآخرة حسنة من عذاب اللهم أحسن عاقبتنا للأمور كلها وأجرنا من خزي الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب مننا نورنا واغفر لنا إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة دين والدنيا والآخرة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة منها اللهم نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. اللهم ثبتنا على الايمان وامنا على الايمان واحشرنا يوم القيامه مع الايمان بحرمه القران وبمنزله اخر الزمان. وصلى الله تعالى على خير سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه برحمته يا رب العالمين.